Things came to a head for Warren Nelson last year. After starting Big Top Chautauqua 25 years earlier, he was forced to leave the Big Top after misdemeanor convictions of resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, battery, and fourth-degree sexual assault. After being released from jail June 18th after 9.5 months on the Huber Law, Nelson says he wants to move on.
I've paid my public debt. I've apologized 2 miles deep to everybody. You know, I'm out of that bad water, and here I am. You know, I'm just ecstatic where I am right now.
But Nelson says part of his public comeback includes talking about his battle with alcoholism and jail time.
Boy, what a place for stories. Just unbelievable. A lot of good-hearted people in there just took a wrong turn, and I'm a bit frightening, but really, really, really hopeful.
Nelson says being off the booze since September has turned things around for him, but he makes no excuses.
The way it just sneaks up on you, and all of a sudden it's the way for you to cope with things, you know, and you have to lay it on yourself, say, hey, nobody forced me to put the bottle to my mouth, you know. It's fabulous, man. It's just freedom, and so many things are happening because of it.
Later this week, he'll release a 12-song CD called Song in Your Hat with his new band, The Nelson Outfit. Soon he hopes to begin touring.
I figure I have one more good run in my life, and I hope it lasts. I'm 63 right now, but I just typed out my 30-year plan, Mike.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.